No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 19th day of July. Welcome, everyone. So good to be here with you as we wind this week down together. We've got a long reading today, a lot of territory to cover as we're going to be in three different chapters. Let's jump in. Today we're reading 2 Kings chapters 18, reading verses 1 through 8, and then 2 Chronicles, reading chapters 29 through 31, and then we will read Psalm 41 to finish today. And today is the last day in the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, 2 Kings chapter 18, 1 through 8. In the third year of King Hoshea, son of Elah of Israel, Hezekiah, son of King Ahaz of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as his ancestor David had done. He removed the high places, broke down the pillars, and cut down the sacred pole. He broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, for until those days the people of Israel had made offerings to it. It was called Nehushtan. He relied on the Lord, the God of Israel, so that there was no one like him among all the kings of Judah after him or among those who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments that the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him wherever he went. He prospered. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and would not serve him. He attacked the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watchtower to fortified city. 2 Chronicles, chapters 29 through 31. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as his ancestor David had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and assembled them in the square on the east. He said to them, "Listen to me, Levites. Sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord, the God of your ancestors, and carry out the filth from the holy place. For our ancestors have been unfaithful and have done what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the dwelling of the Lord and turned their backs. They also shut the doors of the vestibule and put out the lamps and have not offered incense or made burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord came upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has made them an object of horror, of astonishment, and of hissing, as you see with your own eyes. Our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not now be negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him, and to be his ministers, and to offer incense." Then the Levites arose, Mahath, son of Amasai, and Joel, son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish, son of Abdi, and Azariah, son of Jehelelel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, son of Zimah, and Eden, son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jewel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Jehuel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uzziel. They gathered their brothers, sanctified themselves, and went in as the king had commanded by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. The priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and they brought out all the unclean things that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took them and carried them out to the Wadi Kidron. They began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the vestibule of the Lord. Then for 8 days they sanctified the house of the Lord, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went inside to King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils, and the table for the rows of bread and all its utensils, all the utensils that King Ahaz discarded during his reign when he was faithless. We have restored and sanctified. See, they are in front of the altar of the Lord." Then King Hezekiah rose early, assembled the officials of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. He commanded the priests, the descendants of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the bulls, and the priests received the blood and dashed it against the altar. They slaughtered the rams, and their blood was dashed against the altar. They also slaughtered the lambs, and their blood was dashed against the altar. Then the male goats for the sin offering were brought to the king and the assembly. They laid their hands on them, and the priests slaughtered them and made a sin offering with their blood at the altar to make atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad, the king's seer, and of the prophet Nathan, for the commandment was from the Lord through his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded that the burnt offering be offered on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song to the Lord began also, and the trumpets, accompanied by the instruments of King David of Israel. The whole assembly worshipped, the singers sang, and the trumpeteers sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When the offering was finished, the king and all who were present with him bowed down and worshipped. King Hezekiah and the officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of the seer Asaph. They sang praises with gladness, and they bowed down and worshipped. Then Hezekiah said, "You have now consecrated yourselves to the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord." The assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all who were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings that the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were a burnt offering to the Lord. The consecrated offerings were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few and could not skin all the burnt offerings. So, until other priests had sanctified themselves, their kindred, the Levites, helped them until the work was finished. For the Levites were more conscientious than the priests in sanctifying themselves. Besides the great number of burnt offerings, there was the fat of the offering of well-being, and there were the drink offerings for the burnt offerings. Thus the service of the house of the Lord was restored, and Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because of what God had done for the people, for the thing had come about suddenly. Hezekiah sent word to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel. For the king and his officials and all the assembly in Jerusalem had taken counsel to keep the Passover in the second month, for they could not keep it at its proper time because the priests had not sanctified themselves in sufficient number, nor had the people assembled in Jerusalem. The plan seemed right to the king and all the assembly. So they decreed to make a proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that the people should come and keep the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem, for they had not kept it in great numbers as prescribed. So couriers went throughout all Israel and Judah with letters from the king and his officials, as the king had commanded, saying, O people of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, so that he may turn again to the remnant of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. Do not be like your ancestors and your kindred, who were faithless to the Lord God of their ancestors, so that he made them a desolation, as you see. Do not now be stiff-necked as your ancestors were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and come to his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, so that his fierce anger may turn away from you. For as you return to the Lord, your kindred and your children will find compassion with their captors and return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. So the couriers went from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh and as far as Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Only a few from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. The hand of God was also on Judah to give them one heart to do what the king and the officials commanded by the word of the Lord. Many people came together in Jerusalem to keep the festival of unleavened bread in the second month, a very large assembly. They set to work and removed the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for offering incense they took away and threw into the Wadi Kidron. They slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed, and they sanctified themselves and brought burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. They took their accustomed posts according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests dashed the blood that they received from the hands of the Levites, for there were many in the assembly who had not sanctified themselves. Therefore the Levites had to slaughter the Passover lamb for everyone who was not clean, to make it holy to the Lord. For a multitude of the people, many of them from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover contrary to what was prescribed. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, May the good Lord pardon all who set their hearts to seek God, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, even though not in accordance with the sanctuary's rules of cleanliness. The Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. The people of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the festival of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, accompanied by loud instruments for the Lord. Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites who showed good skill in the service of the Lord. So the people ate the food of the festival for 7 days, sacrificing offerings of well-being and giving thanks to the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Then the whole assembly agreed together to keep the festival for another 7 days. So they kept it for another 7 days with gladness. For King Hezekiah of Judah gave the assembly 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep for offerings, and the officials gave the assembly 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep. The priests sanctified themselves in great numbers. The whole assembly of Judah, the priests and the Levites and the whole assembly that came out of Israel, and the resident aliens who came out of the land of Israel, and the resident aliens who lived in Judah, rejoiced. There was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, king of King David of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites stood up and blessed the people, and their voice was heard. Their prayer came to his holy dwelling in heaven. Now when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke down the pillars, cut down the sacred poles, and pulled down the high places and the altars throughout all Judah and Benjamin and in Ephraim and Manasseh, until they had destroyed them all. Then all the people of Israel returned to their cities, all to their individual properties. Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and of the Levites, division by division, everyone according to his service, the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and offerings of well-being, to minister in the gates of the camp of the Lord, and to give thanks and praise. The contribution of the king from his own possessions was for the burnt offerings of morning and evening, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the appointed festivals, as it is written in the law of the Lord. He commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion due to the priests and the Levites, so that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the word spread, the people of Israel gave in abundance the first fruits of grain, wine, oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field, and they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. The people of Israel in Judah who lived in the cities of Judah also brought in the tithe of cattle and sheep, and the tithe of the dedicated things that had been consecrated to the Lord their God, and laid them in heaps. In the third month, they began to pile up the heaps and finish them in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the officials came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites about the heaps. The chief priest, Azariah, who was of the house of Zadok, answered him, "Since they began to bring the contributions into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have plenty to spare, for the Lord has blessed his people so that we have this great supply left over." Then Hezekiah commanded them to prepare store chambers in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them. Faithfully they brought in the contributions, the tithes, and the dedicated things. The chief officer in charge of them was Conaniah the Levite, with his brother Shimei as second, while Jehiel, Azaziah, Nahath, Asahel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ismachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers assisting Conaniah and his brother Shimei by the appointment of King Hezekiah and of Azariah, the chief officer of the house of God. Kor, son of Imnah the Levite, keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offerings to God, to apportion the contribution reserved for the Lord and the most holy offerings. Eden, Miniamin, Jeshua, Shimeiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah were faithfully assisting him in the cities of the priests to distribute the portions to their kindred, old and young alike, by divisions, except those enrolled by genealogy, males from 3 years old and up, all who entered the house of the Lord as the duty of each day required, for their service according to their offices by their divisions. The enrollment of the priests was according to their ancestral houses. That of the Levites from 20 years old and up was according to their offices by their divisions. They were enrolled with all their little children, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, the whole multitude, for they were faithful in keeping themselves holy. And for the descendants of Aaron, the priests, who were in the fields of pasture land belonging to their towns, town by town, the people designated by name were to distribute portions to every male among the priests and to everyone among the Levites who was enrolled. Hezekiah did this throughout all Judah. He did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. And every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God and in accordance with the law and the commandments to seek his God, he did with all his heart, and he prospered. And finally today, Psalm chapter 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. Within its citadels, God has shown himself a sure defense. Then the kings assembled. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there. Pains as of a woman in labor, as when an east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God establishes forever. Selah. We ponder your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. Your name, O God, like your praise, reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with victory. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go all around it, count its towers, consider well its ramparts, go through its citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for this time that we've had together in your word. We thank you for this week. Thank you for all that you have said to our hearts, all that you have disrupted us with to shake us from our comfort zones. God, we thank you for this reading today, for those that are righteous in your sight, that do right in your sight, that they have returned a whole people back to you. God, I pray our lives would be that simple. We would be a people of righteousness, that we would lead all people around us to return back to you, to worship you alone, God, to walk in your ways, to know your voice, to want your heart, and to live in the truth. Hear my prayer today, and I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, hello. This is Walking in Truth from Florida, and I just wanted to call in and pray for Rosie with two sons, and one of her sons passed away, and she has just felt under attack by the enemy. And so, Lord God, I just lift our sister up to you, and I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be her peace and that you would be her comfort, that you would go to battle on her behalf and on the behalf of her whole family, Lord God, as they wage war against the enemy. Lord, we know that the enemy will use anything and anyone and everything to try to take us down. But Lord, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you come to her side. I pray that you would give her a support system that will lift her up in prayer, and that you just bring peace and comfort to this family who's mourning such a great loss. I also wanted to just say, Ashley from Texas, it was so good to hear from you. I lit up like a Christmas tree when I heard your voice. And I remember praying for you when baby Genesis was in your womb. I called in and prayed, and just have listen to her progress along the way, and so praise God that she is doing so well. So I just wanted to pray for your work situation. Lord God, I thank you that Ashley from Texas loves you and seeks to do what's right in your eyes. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have always been her provision. And I pray, Lord God, that as she is looking for a job, that you will meet her needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I pray for a placement where she will have great impact for you and your kingdom upon these children who need you. And Lord God, we just thank you in advance for what you will do and that you will be glorified in it. In Jesus' name.
Hey, DFC fam, it's Carrie, aka Jesus Girl. First, Ashley from Texas. I started crying. Praise the Lord, sweetheart. You have been on my mind lately, and I've been meaning to give a hey, are you still out there call. But I am seriously crying. I am so happy to hear you and so happy to be able to praise God for you and with you over baby Genesis. That just absolutely blessed my heart. And in light of that, girl, you just said you're afraid about this job. You stop right there. Just stop right there. You have no need to fear. You have watched God do mighty, mighty, mighty things in your life and in your baby's life. Be anxious for no thing, sweetheart. No thing. Keep giving God praise. Keep going to Him in prayer. Go on, do that fast. But He's got you and He's got this. And Miss Rosie, you called about the spirits in your home and stuff. Lord, I come to you right now on behalf of Miss Rosie, Lord, and I just ask God that you point out to her any and everything that may be in her house that has a spirit attached with legal rights. God, that she may be sure that that item is not to be in her home. God, go with her as she prays over it. God, I speak your holy name, Jesus, over each and every inch of space in and around her home, her property. God, rebuke the demonic spirits that are attacking. Lord, spread your presence and your peace over her home.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just calling to lift up a couple of my brothers and sisters in prayer and to just give praise. Lord, we just come before you for Courtney and Bruce. Lord, for Courtney, you stepped in front of a truck, Lord, to try to take her life. And for Bruce, Lord, who's dealing with kidney failure, Father, I just lift these both up to you, Lord. And Lord, they need healing, God, both of them, physical and for Courtney, spiritual as well. Lord, you know what Courtney needs. You know the deepest, darkest secrets in her soul, Lord, the things that she hides from the world, God, and the things that she buries, Lord, and the things that she believes are about herself, Lord, that are false, God. We come against the enemy in her life, Father, and pray in the name of Jesus that she will be free. God, we pray that you will pour truth, Lord, that you would give her eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, and a mind to understand, Lord, the truth of your word and the depth of your love for her, Father. God, we pray that she would know your love and her importance, Lord, and how much you value her, Father. We pray for Bruce and ask for healing, Father, and just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give the doctors wisdom, Lord, if he needs a transplant, if he needs dialysis, Father, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, that the doctors would not be slow to diagnose and bring him to the next step, Lord, but the markers that need to be met would be met, Father, and that your hand would be upon his life, whether you heal him directly, Father, or through the physicians. Father, I just pray for the family and just thank you for their lives. And we just give you praise for the hysterectomy for no pain. Thank you, God, for who you are. In your name we pray.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for Rosie, my precious sister. She's going through, she's got two sons, Gabriel and Abra. She lost her son, and she's getting attacked. And Lord, we're praying for her, for these wicked ones that are doing the attacking, Father. We ask that you have your way. We are also praying for Ashley from Texas. Oh, Lord, and the things that she's going through, the fearful and the things she's going through on her job. Lord, we just ask that you have your way. We're praying for our sister, Lord. We're praying for that precious grandmother, oh, Lord, that ran over her town. Lord, we need you. We need you like a flower need rain. Oh, Lord, we're praying for the mighty tortoise. We're praying for the one in the hospital with the stage 4 cancer. We're praying for the precious baby. Oh, Lord, you have your way. Let that baby come out, Gugudum. You have your way, Lord. You have your way, baby Genesis and all the other babies. Father, we have you. Have your way. We touch in Texas, Lord. You touch in Texas. You touch in Gugudum. You touch in Texas. You touch in every place. We do the lion. The dying, those precious people, Lord. We have your way. The fires, Lord. The firefighters, Father. We ask that you have your way. You let your will be done. Lord, we ask you to bless. We ask you to heal and deliver this nation and all nations that forget God, the hate, the envy, the jealous, the greed. Oh, Lord, we just ask you to have your way. And, Lord, we'll give you the glory. We just ask for the victory. We just ask for the healing. We just ask for the deliverance. We just ask them to be set free. For the Son set free is free indeed. And Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you all. Bye-bye.